Amen.
Good to know you, Lord Jesus Christ, this evening. Have to give ourselves once again tonight, amen.
Amen.
Resurrection of faith, amen. Blessing us on this old world can never hold me, amen. Very moment I'll be gone, hallelujah, amen. This old world
can never hold me.
Ah, no pain. Seen it in our lives, O Lord. From dead people we were, you have raised up our souls, O Lord.
Amen.
And you have made us sitting, oh, in the heavenly places where we can behold your face, O Lord.
Amen.
Where we can behold your shining face, O Lord.
Amen.
And where we can be made alike to your shining face.
Amen.
When Moses saw that glory, oh Lord,
yes,
he came down a transformed person, oh Lord.
Amen.
When the Aaron's rod set in the presence of that presence, oh Lord,
amen,
it came out transformed, oh
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are now raising up, oh Lord, going far beyond the skies, oh Lord.
Yes.
Going
amen.
Far beyond the stars, oh Lord.
Amen.
Going far beyond our thoughts, oh Lord. To sit in the heavenly places, oh Lord, where we can contemplate and see you face
amen.
To face, Heavenly
amen.
Father, and where you can transform us, oh Lord. Because that's why we come every day, oh Lord, night and day, oh Lord, standing in your presence, oh Lord.
Amen.
Because we want this body dead, oh Lord, completely dead, oh Lord, so that we can raise up, Heavenly Father, in a renewal. In a renewed, oh Lord, being, oh Lord,
yes,
which will be made alike to yourself, oh Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have awakened our souls, oh Lord,
amen,
so that we can acknowledge, oh Lord, that this sinful nature is doomed, oh Lord,
amen,
and we have to work, oh Lord, for that one that you have placed in us that will live eternally, oh Lord.
Amen.
That's why we come, oh Lord, asking for your grace. That's why we come, O Lord, asking for your mercy. We know that we are sinful people, O Lord, but it's only by your mercy that we stand in your presence. Take us, O Lord. Mold us, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Fashion us, O Lord. Make out of this clay, O Lord, make something, O Lord, that will be a masterpiece to your glory,
yes,
O Lord. Take every part of our being, O Lord, our body, our soul, our spirit,
yes,
our mind, our sight, oh Lord, let it become the word, oh Lord.
Yes.
Let it become what you want it to be today.
Amen.
You want the sons of God manifested, oh Lord. You want daughters of God manifested, oh Lord,
yes,
in our work, in our workplaces, oh Lord, in our neighborhood, in our everything, oh Lord.
Amen.
Let your glory be manifested in us, so that when the world will see, they will read the Bible through our lives, oh Lord.
Amen.
Take us now, oh Lord, as we stand in your presence. Speak to us, oh Lord. Speak to our souls, oh Lord. Make, oh, we know that we have made preparation for that spiritual food that will quicken our souls, oh Lord, that will make our journey more comfortable in your presence, oh Lord. That's why we commit ourselves into your hand.
Yes.
Take control of the song leader. Take control of the musicians. Take control of every single soul, oh Lord.
Yes.
And especially your servant will stand
amen.
Here. Be with him, oh Lord. We know he has shut himself, oh Lord, out of the world to stand in your presence, in your heavenly, in the heavenly places, oh Lord.
Yes.
We know if we are coming from the heavenly places and him sitting in the heavenly places, they should not supernatural will take place, O Lord.
Amen.
That's why we call you on the scene, O Lord. Take the leadership, take control, O Lord, and let the angels come down and gather, mix in our worship, O Lord, so that the glory will be yours.
Yes.
Blessed be your name as we commit this service into your hands. You know all your children, where they are, those who couldn't make it tonight, O Lord.
Yes.
We know, you know where they are, and you know why they couldn't come. Bless them, O Lord, and
Amen.
Answer every single request, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless our pastor. Bless everybody, every sickness in our midst, O Lord. Let it be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Grant our deepest desires, O Lord, because we request this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is coming. Amen. I believe it's wonderful to you tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, Jesus is coming. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Faith, mighty God is there.
Labor. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, grant my feet on high.
Your people once again. Church.
fields that always bring honor.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we have no other place to go than to run to your house, Lord.
Amen.
No matter how the weather be, no matter the hindrance, no matter the obstacle, we know that, Lord, your spirit is already in us to quicken us to ground against all these obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you, the Lord. Tonight you have granted us genuine mercies from our different homes,
yes,
Lord, through the rains and the winds. And the Lord, we are here, God. We thank you for giving us genuine mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Father, as we have come, we know the Lord, no one can approach you. It's the Father that draws us.
Amen.
Thank you that you have drawn us, Lord, this evening. And as Lord, we are in your house of God, we know that Father, we will never go back the same.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus, even as we have read your word of God, we know the Lord, there is something so precious, the Lord, that you want us to hear, O God.
Amen.
So Father, we are with all ears, Lord, and our hearts also prepared, O God, to receive your word, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, and we want to commit, Lord, our brethren who are not here. Many of them, Lord, at work, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, whatever blessing that, Lord, you will pour upon us tonight,
amen,
let it reach them also, Lord.
Please.
Father, we want to also remember our pastor.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you reach him also, God.
Amen.
And we know this moment, even he's praying for the church, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we know that through God, we will be blessed tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?
Amen.
We have been through perfection. And I believe you still remember the scriptures that we have read already, that the Lord admonishing us that be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. He said, he is perfect. So, if we can go to him, we go to be perfect also. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We go to be in that same spirit with him, that same perfection. So he says, be ye perfect. Be ye perfect. Because your Father which is in heaven is what? Is perfect.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so, when we were in the studies, Hebrew from 1 to 3, we read of how he said, now we need to move forward. So let us leave all the principles and doctrines of Christ and let us what? Go on toward perfection.
Amen.
Not laying again the foundations of repentance. Always going back to the same mistakes or sin or whatever be it. Because that was the old days. Praise the Lord. That every year when they were under the blood of bulls and goats, that's when every year they had to lay foundation of what? Repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That was that those days, but this day, someone did something.
Amen.
So the prophet said, friends, let us go on to perfection. Because he said, we are without excuse today. Then we are without what? Excuse.
Amen.
He said, we have no excuse at all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, the God of heaven has appeared in these last days. See? The God of heaven has appeared in these last days. And so, see, brethren, let us weigh these things. They are really very heavy. That the Lord, the God of heaven himself,
amen,
has what? Has appeared in these last days.
Amen. Amen.
You see? And that's why here we always read in Hebrews 1:1. I love that scripture because
amen,
it always tells me that, hey, we are privileged people.
Amen.
He is God. that when he said, God who at sundry times, I always like the scripture, and in diverse manners speak in time past, see, into the fathers by the prophets, but has in these last days spoken unto us by his son.
Amen.
See, that's why the prophets say that what in these last days the God of heaven has appeared unto us.
Amen.
See? That in those days, in those last days, to speak to the fathers, it was through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
Amen.
God himself has come down, has appeared unto us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, the prophet was saying something here. He said, in that day, he spoke by the prophets. But this day, through his son. In that day, he spoke by the prophets. But this day, through his son. And then he said, that was the word of a prophet. That means in the past. That was the word of a prophet. There. This is the word of the son today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And then he said, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, is something so great.
Amen.
See. Said, in other words, if we are looking at the shadow and negative, you will make a mistake.
Praise the Lord.
You may make a mistake. Sure. When you look at the picture that is negative, you can never be able to identify the color of the shirt that the person is wearing or the dress that the person is wearing. You can never distinctly know the color. You are looking at the negative. So he's referring those days as what? They received everything was in the negative, in the shadow.
Amen.
Shadow, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he said, but this is what? This is our time. It is what? Developed.
Amen.
The picture is clear.
Amen.
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 This our time is what developed. The picture is what clear. See, that was by the prophets. This is by his son.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said the Old Testament being a shadow of the new, that was by negative. And this is by positive.
Amen.
Amen.
See, is that you see it? There isn't a chance to lose. It's positive thing. This day through his son, and then he said, "Oh, how wonderful!"
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So, brethren, you see it. Even with the shadows and the negatives, see, the Bible says the fathers who received those from the prophets, they had enough faith, see, to obtain good reports.
Amen.
See, that's what the scripture is saying.
Amen.
With the negative and positive, the negatives and the shadow, praise the Lord. The Bible says, the fathers obtain what? Good reports. They have enough faith to obtain what? Good reports. By faith, Noah prepared an ark against something that has never happened before. And we are in Noah's day.
Amen.
And those days with what? And today, when the son is speaking to us, the same thing also. We need to build an ark. Amen. The message is the ark. We need to enter into the ark.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, praise the Lord. So, brethren, that's what the scripture still continue to say, that we are what? We are compassed about
with great cloud of what?
Witness.
Witnesses.
Amen.
Amen.
See? And so, brethren, it's a challenge to us. So that's why the scripture continues to admonish us that let us what? Leave every weight of sin.
Amen.
And the thing that easily besets us.
Amen.
And then with patience run the race that is before us.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Let's watch it. It's a challenge to us.
That's right.
Then by the fathers, by the prophets, and we by the Son himself. So the prophet said, friends, let us go on to perfection. We are without excuse today. We have no excuse at all. But the God of heaven has appeared in this last day and is doing the very same thing that he did then when he was here before, when he was on earth here. The same thing we are seeing again. He said, here is the word to vindicate it. The message. Here is the word to vindicate it. That it is true.
Amen.
Here is the thing to say it is right. To make it what? To make it right. He said, here is the Spirit of God to do the same thing. So he said, and so we are without word and excuse.
Amen.
In those days, as we just said, that it was not under the under the blood of bulls and goats. See, but in our day, he said, but this man. See. So every year they come back laying the foundation of repentance, the very thing that they did wrong, they come back the next year because the blood of bulls and goats could not wash away, could not cleanse them. So he said, but our time, this man,
Amen.
I said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice
Amen.
Forever,
Amen.
Sat on the right hand of God,
mm-hmm.
What is he doing there?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, to receive our confessions
Amen.
And make it good to us.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Whatever, yeah. He will make it good.
Mm.
Only if we will believe. He's there purposely for that.
Hmm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Hmm.
And we are the sanctified people.
Hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he has perfected us forever. Nothing can change us. See. He said, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord, and I will put my laws into
Amen.
Their hearts,
Amen.
And in their mind will I write them.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, no more on what? On stones and tablets, like Moses was carrying, and even when it fell down, it broke into pieces. Praise the Lord. But ours, He has written it right on in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
And in our minds.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why, you see, we don't need the church bells to ring bang, 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 bang to remind us to go to church. Everything is written here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, when the time reaches, you see, the quickening already is there for you.
Amen.
The house of God. So we don't need church bells. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
See, so, he has written, he said, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
They are coming to what we read just now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See, their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. See?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why he said, for now in our scripture that we read, he said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. You see, brother, listen to this closely. It's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come.
Can this person fall away?
No.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can such a person fall away? Let's read it again.
Amen.
For it said, for it is impossible. So listen to that. That place first.
Amen.
That it is what? Impossible. See, many a time, what we taught, and many Bible readers taught that someone who has gone through all this can what? Can fail. Can fall. You see? But here the prophet is giving us what? The revelation behind this.
Amen.
That it is impossible. The Bible says, for it is what? Impossible. For those who have once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, even the world to come, we know all what is coming.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So can such a person fall? And then the prophet says that. Now, we have sometimes believed that that was a man who was once enlightened and fell away again. Mm-hmm. That's what we always take it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
See? But the Bible doesn't read it that way.
Amen.
Said it's absolutely impossible.
Amen.
For a man. He said, to have received the Holy Spirit to ever fall away.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He said, now read it and find out that that's the right thing. See, find whether isn't that right. Watch here. See? And he said, the subject is what? Is perfection. And perfection comes what? Comes by Christ.
Amen.
See? And he said, how did we get in Christ? By joining a church? No, sir. The Bible said, by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Amen.
That's the body of Christ. So if you are in the body of Christ, how are you going to fall?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said, by one spirit, we were baptized into one body. You get it? That's the perfection. You see. So, he said, and when you come into that, you come into what? What is that that he's talking about? When you come into that one spirit, see, you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. You are in Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And the world is dead to you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Amen.
Amen.
And say, and you walk with the lamp each day.
Amen.
So if you walk with the lamp each day, so it's impossible for you to fall.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, you walk with the lamp each day.
Amen.
So it's impossible for you to fall.
Amen.
See? And to be renewed. Because you know that whatever you do, if you can do that, you are crucifying Christ again.
That's right.
Mm. Afresh. Mm. You know it.
That's right.
It's in your heart that anything like that will be crucifying Christ afresh. So you can never do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, your steps are ordained of God. What to do? Your steps are being ordained by Him.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
where you need to go. He directs it. He directs your footsteps. The footsteps of the righteous man is directed by him.
Amen.
Amen.
So how can you walk into what? A disco club?
Because,
sir.
Impossible.
Yes, sir. Absolutely impossible.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, your steps are ordained of God. What to do? And he said, oh, the trials and the testings, he said, you will go through.
That's right.
They will come.
Amen.
Because he said, someone will ask, so such a person in Christ, do you have testings? Yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, yes, sir. You will have your ups and downs, true, but you are still a Christian. You are still born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Born of the Spirit of God, so it's impossible for those which were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gifts ever fall away to renew themselves again unto repentance. To renew yourself again unto repentance. He said, that man, he did what? For once.
Oh, yes, sir.
When he offered one sacrifice for sin, that was all.
Amen.
He perfected everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, listen, it's not you that went looking for him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not you went looking for him. Right from the prophet prepared us right from the Garden of Eden. Man sinned, and he was rather running away from God. And that has been the nature of man. And always we try to do sin under what? Under darkness. Under cover. When you want to do something that is not good, you look left and right. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Why do you look left and right? If what you are going to do is right, it's good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
So we never went looking for him. But he came to us.
Thank you, Lord.
So he said, God calls you. God calls who he will. And it's by election.
Amen.
By election. And whenever we talk about election, it was what? Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
When we talk about election, that's the love of God. The true love of God, the Bible said, is what? Election.
Amen.
And it's not today that he elected you, he called you.
Mm.
Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
You were in him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So how can he lose you?
No.
So he said, it is not him that wants to be saved. Not him that willeth, or him that runneth. It's God that showeth what? Mercy.
Amen.
What are our good works? What we are trying to do here. But he has known us before that, Brother Mike will believe this message.
Amen.
So I'll make a way for him. Even wherever he travels, I will make a way for him.
Amen.
To be part of what? My family in that place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? Achisa, see?
Amen.
God had already choosing you in him.
Amen.
Before even you came here, going about, but he said, this is the place where you belong. Praise the Lord. He said, and no man can come unto Jesus except God draws him first.
Amen.
See, so that's the thing, is never. So as you are seated here, my brother, you don't know. Let us now begin to take it in stride that It's not your own mind that brought you here.
Amen.
It is by his quickening power that is
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
That's why we must always give glory to him.
Amen.
Never our will, my brother. Never. It's him that drew us to come. So what you got to do with it? You see, anyhow, see, you haven't got nothing to do with it. You are out of the picture altogether. So all is what? All is by him. Never played any part. See. That we found out that man never seeks after God. It's God seeking after man.
Amen.
And we found out then that God is the only resource of what? Eternal life. And we found out that everything that is eternal has no beginning or end.
Amen.
Everything that is eternal has no beginning and has no end. So we are coming back to another point here. Therefore, we find out that hell had a beginning.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it has an end.
That's right.
See? No one can ever say that hell is forever and forever, yes, and forever and forever. No, it's not eternal.
Mm.
See? The prophet did something here. We are coming on that. See, therefore, Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has what? Has life forever. Huh? Is that doesn't sound right.
That's right.
He that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me had eternal had what? Life forever. Life eternal.
Amen.
Because God is what? God is eternal. So he said forever is has what? And it's a time that will come to an end.
Amen.
Eternal is God. The word eternal is God. And the word right here is said in Greek lexicon as Zoe, God's life, is in you.
Amen.
Amen. Zoe, God's life. That's God's life is in you.
Hallelujah.
The very spirit that raised up Christ from the dead is in you.
Yes. Amen.
That raised us from our dead conditions.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We were dead. See? We were living in darkness. But it's that spirit that raised him from the darkness, from the dead, from all those the devil's grave. That same spirit is in us. That brings us and brought us into life, brought us into light. That you are just as eternal as God is eternal.
Amen.
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 Amen. I love it.
Amen.
You are just eternal as God is eternal because you have God in you.
Right.
Amen.
You have God in you. So, if God is eternal, you also are what? You are eternal. So, that's the last time we're talking about the word, the prophet talked about, the scripture talked about eternal judgment. That people, maybe someone would think that judgment or hell also is eternal. No, sir. Now remember, I'm not saying there is not a burning hell. Now, today let's listen to it closely.
Amen.
If anyone talks about this, the answer you've got to give to that person.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm not saying there is not a burning hell. There is a burning hell, fire and brimstone. may last for 100 billion years, but it has to have an end.
Amen.
For hell was created for the devil and his angels. It was created. So therefore, hell as suffering. Suffering is not eternal. Now listen to the answer now. Amen.
Amen.
Suffering is not eternal.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What brought about suffering? He said, suffering was brought about because of what? Sin.
That's right.
Suffering was brought because of what? Sin. So ask that person that, okay, when Christ comes and everything, because most of the times Christians that do challenge this, ask the person that when the new heaven has come and everything, would there be sin, continual sin? He will tell you what? Definitely will tell you that there will not be any sin. Good. Now, sin introduced suffering.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sin brought about what? Suffering. And so, if when sin is finished, suffering will have to finish too.
Amen.
So how can someone be suffering for an eternally when sin already is gone? Sin brought the suffering. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sin brought the suffering. Now you accept that sin will no more be on earth here. And so if sin is gone, why should suffering continue to be there?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sin brought the suffering.
That's right.
Now sin is no more. So how would someone continue to be suffering eternally?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the proof that hell must come to an end.
Amen.
Suffering must come to an end because sin will be no more. The sin that brought the suffering is no more. So suffering also is what? It's no more. So hell can never be what? Eternal. And there will be a time where sinners that never accepted Christ after they had been punished maybe for 100 billion years, I don't know, maybe 10, 100 million, billion years, I couldn't say it, but it will have to come to an end sometime.
Amen.
Because it's not eternal.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So, for it's impossible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted of heavenly gifts and been partakers of the Holy Ghost to ever walk, to ever fall, to be renewed again. Because they know that it will be what? They will be crucifying Christ afresh. When that man died, he said he perfected everything. That offering was once. It wasn't like the bulls and goats.
Amen.
When they continue to lay the foundation of what? Repentance. Every year they come, the same mistake, the same sin, they come. The blood of bulls and goats could not. That was what? That day. But today, that man, after one sacrifice, perfected everything.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are in him, you are perfect.
Amen.
Now, with God, see, you become perfected, absolutely spotless and blameless. me spotless and blameless.
Amen. Amen.
He sees me that way. Not one sin on us. Not one sin on us. He doesn't see anything. He sees you all spotless and blameless. Mr. Sin is too big to swallow.
Amen.
So too perfect to accept and say amen.
Amen.
But that's what you are. That's the way how he sees you.
Amen.
My sister, my brother, that's the way how he sees you. That you are spotless. Amen. You are blameless.
Thank you.
That's the grace we have received.
Amen.
That's the mercy he has given to us. See?
Amen.
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 Sometimes when our little children, they are doing something, they have to intentionally take away your, because you know that he likes the thing, but maybe you need to probably correct him or her. But for some time, you just take your eyes away for him to, then later you find a way how probably the thing that he's playing with, you do what? Take it away from him in a very what? Nice way. That's how God is what? You treating us. Sometimes he sees us going off the line, see? But he just look at, see, away, but he knows how to come back to take those things away from us.
Amen.
See? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's grace.
Amen.
Not one sin on us. But he asked, are you above temptation? Never.
No.
You will never be above temptation. That's what the prophet said. He said, do you sin every day?
Yes, sir.
You see? But we are coming on something, eh?
Yes.
You sin every day? He said, yes, sir. So, your mind makes you to think that yes, you can sin. Praise the Lord. But yet, we are perfected because we are in him.
Amen.
And God could no more judge us than nothing. He cannot judge us anymore.
Amen.
Why? Because he has already judged us in him. He himself, he has judged us in himself by going to the cross.
Right.
He took our sins over there. And then that judgment, he took it upon himself. So we are judged in him. So he cannot judge us again.
That's right.
Then that means he's going to judge himself. But then he's no God. Amen. If he has to judge himself the second time, then he's no God.
That's right.
When he judged Christ, he judged me, he judged you. And he can't judge me again because he took my judgment and I have been redeemed.
Amen.
I've been redeemed. Because he spoke that word. And when God speaks a word, it has to be eternal. Amen. See the way how he saw us and took us. The Lord was making a type of maybe you have a he made it in a wristwatch. Your wristwatch is lost. Then whilst you were walking by the street by a pawn shop, he saw your wristwatch over there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's something that's special wristwatch for you. Special wristwatch for you. Then you saw it in a pawn shop. claim that, hey, this man is going to take it away. You have to pay a price.
That's right.
You have to pay for it.
Praise the Lord.
Are you taking it spiritually?
Amen.
So, how much is what? 10 euro. Take the 10 euro you pay for it. Receipt? You take your receipt. So, the prophet said, now you get back your wristwatch. No one can take that wristwatch and take it back to the pawn shop again.
That's right.
Amen. You have your receipt. And that receipt is what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the proof that this wristwatch that has come back to me is mine. I have the receipt.
Amen.
The way how God, he picked us. We were in him. We were what? We were his sons. And we got lost. Got into that pawn shop. And then he came, saw us, paid the price on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Paid the price and took us away from the black pawn shop. So that now we have come back to our place, our estate, where we had belonged before. That's where we are.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. No more judgment. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life and shall never come to the judgment, but has passed from death unto
life.
Amen.
That's my ticket, you see. He gave that promise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That I know the legalists just is in their mind to say that, but you are wrong, see? The prophet said, but I stand on this. The Bible confirms it, that if God ever sent a man, he sent him for time and eternity.
Sure.
You can't make it say it anything else. Cannot make it say anything else.
Amen.
God has sent a man, he sent him from time to eternity. It's what he said. You are saved. Nothing. It's that one of the things we close up speak for the Bible. So we try to get out from here. Right? So that people know that when I come, short time ago.
Take eternity.
Praise the Lord.
Take eternity.
We try to maintain the time. Amen. Yeah, today is quite encouraging.
Amen.
It's not you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's never you. Amen.
It's this quickening power in you that brought you here.
Amen.
He said, could you imagine God running his office so loosely as to say, well, maybe somebody will think real sad about me, maybe they will come and get sick. There's no maybe in God.
That's right.
God doesn't have to beg you to do nothing. See, any begging you need to do, you need to do the begging, not God. See, God just come, took you away. Praise the Lord. Because you are his. And then Christ did, he said, Christ died to save those who God foreknowledge elected to meet him yonder without spot or wrinkle. Before the foundation of the world, he saw you in glory.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, he saw you in glory.
Amen.
Ah, you were walking with him. And then, when you came, we were born in sin. See? Because of Adam's sin, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, we all got lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Came looking for you.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord.
Now, if God did that, you see, he predestinated us before the foundation of the world and knew every one of us by name. Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And he elected us to eternal life.
Amen.
And sent Jesus Christ to redeem us. That 6,000 years ago, he saw us that we might appear to his praises.
Amen.
In glory. Oh, how can you ever be lost?
Amen.
Amen. If you are saved, you are saved.
Right.
If God saves you tonight, knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own purpose. The infinite, almighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom, God, doesn't know enough then to know whether you will hold out or whether you won't. Then he does not know the end from the beginning. God knew that you will hold out. No matter whatever trial that comes our way, he knows that you will hold out. He knows it. Amen.
Amen.
And that he will never also try anyone above what you could hold contain. That is one of his messages.
Amen.
He knows everybody, how your shock absorbers are. Amen. So he knows the kind of a hole that you need to enter that will not affect you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your shock absorbers are not too strong. It will be a shallow zombie. Then you come out. Amen. But he sees that your shock absorbers are very strong. Gives you this in a big something. Come out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, he knows everything.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Our Lord, we thank you. Oh, it is impossible. Now, do you believe that it is impossible for someone who has been once enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come? These are all grace that he gives to someone. And so he said it is impossible for that person to ever fall away. To renew them again. No. Or to repent them. No, sir. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him onto our open ship. You believe that?
Yeah.
Even tonight. Let me just. I saw this something which probably is not, but I want us to read and see. Said, just take the spirit of love. Amen. We have, this is the spirit of love, the love of God, election. Amen. But now, let's see how this love of God has become now. So, just take the spirit of love that was the great fountain of God. It was a great fountain of God. And it's still a fountain today. Because from it, we are what? Receiving. The life. Praise the Lord. See, that spirit of love that was the great fountain of God. He said it's pure. See, the message is what? The fountain of life. Pure. Unadulterated. See, said from that, see, now come a perverted life. Look at such a thing. Now comes what? Perverted love. Then it comes to what? Human love. Look at the way how the whole thing is doing, degrading. Comes to what? A human love. Then it comes to sexual love. Then it comes to other loves. Loves. Just keeps perverting down till it becomes just what? Filth. That is what is in the world now. See, thank God we are receiving from that spirit of love, that
great fountain of God, pure, all unadulterated.
Amen.
That all those things had a beginning. So, if you are in human love and all this kind of love, my brother said, all these things have a beginning. And someday it will wind straight back onto what? Into what? Into the destructions. Amen. But we know that we have eternal love. See, last human love, passionate love, all those loves will have to cease. Amen. Tonight, Reverend, as we have known, it's impossible for you. Amen. To ever fall away, because you are in Him. In the Lord. It's impossible. Believe it.
Amen.
It is impossible. And meanwhile, he said, you reach a place where the desire to sin is no more in you. The desire to sin is no more in you. And then you become a place. Not you go to, you reach a place, but you yourself become a place where there is no war, there is no blemish, there's no sin. So you yourself, as you walk, because he asked a question, do we sin? Say, yes, I sin every day. But my brother, listen closely. He said, because of grace abound, should we continue in sin? He said, God forbid. Praise the Lord. Because now you have reached a place that sin is no more. The desire is not there. But when we are still in this flesh, just a whisker of what? Second. Or even in your mind, something flashes which is not right. But God knows that we are still in the flesh. Amen. And he doesn't see that, because he has already perfected you. And you yourself will know that this thing that flashed my mind, arch, is not the right thing. And you know how to work. Oh, repent from it immediately.
Amen.
That is the way how you're moving, going with the Lord. Let us always realize in ourselves that we are perfected by Him. How many love Him?
Amen.
We want to bless you so tonight. We will just pray and commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. And if there is any needs that we need to pray over, let's commit all into the hands of the Lord. He's here. He's here to provide. Amen. That's why He's seated on the right hand. Amen. To hear all our confessions. To make it good. So tonight, musicians that come tonight, he said, my children, speak. Speak. Amen. All the other day we were hearing from Brother Ellen, whatever we say, the seraphims are there.
Amen.
Amen. To take them and put them on the what? On the altar. Praise the Lord. And then mix it with their own faith. And it will be in the noise of what the Lord said. Who is that? Amen. Who's the flavor is coming up here? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it's Sister Shida. Oh, what does he want? Let it go. Amen. Tonight, it is there to receive that. Praise the Lord. So let's, by faith, believe that whatever we ask, He will give it to us. Glory to bless you.
Oh,
that our life was nothing to write home about. Full of what? Full of filth. And that mercy, that grace, started to rewrite our life again, to bring us back to where we were before. Oh, praise the Lord. That mercy. Tonight, we want it to rewrite something in your life. Final tonight is here. Since we have 5 minutes to pray, let's just commit everything into your hands now. And as we pray, just believe that you have received. And if you want to pray for a brother or sister, do that tonight. It will be a blessing unto you. As you have prayed for others, the Lord wants to see to you. So let us pray.
Those things we spoke yesterday. Oh, God, you don't change it. Take those things. you, Jesus. For Israel, let all Israel pray in the word of the Lord. Supply those things in Christ Jesus. Looking at you, the great I am. Bless you,
Jesus.
Father, we are grateful for coming tonight, hearing these blessed assurance words.
Yes,
Father, they are not words of man. Mm. Lord, Father, if Brother Maxwell would have spoken his words, Father, he would have rather spoken of his traditions and country and all those things. But Lord, all he's done is taken your words of life. Yes. Lord Jesus, you said these words, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Lord God, he's brought them, Father, in this day, at this time. And Lord, we who are here, we are grateful, we are witnesses,
yes.
Lord. For we are heirs of salvation. Amen. We are, Lord Savior, heirs of the promise.
Yes.
Father, oh God, as has been ministered, we are being called back, oh Father, and Lord, Father, back to Eden, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We desire, Lord Savior, by your grace that you give unto us upon a daily basis. For Father, we have come tonight as eagles, gathered around the carcass, and we have fed, Lord. Father,
Amen.
Now that we have fed, Lord, we believe the manner that we have will keep us, Lord Savior, not
Amen.
Like it did in Israel for each day, but this manner will keep
Amen.
Us tomorrow until we come on Friday.
Amen.
Oh God, but it will only last till Friday. We believe, Lord, if we were not to come Friday, Father, we would be weak on Saturday.
Mm.
So we want to come, Lord, for another fresh kill, Lord.
Yes.
Father, oh, whatever you have in store, whoever you have, we know that you have a table spread
Amen.
Where the saints of God are fed.
Amen.
And we are invited to our Friday, oh God, Lord Savior, feast, Lord.
Amen.
And we wait in excitement, in expectation, that you would continue to feed us, oh God, giving us strength from glory to glory.
Amen.
Knowing indeed, Lord, that there's virtue in these things.
Yes.
And Lord, when Lord Savior, Father, you, Lord Savior, have ordained and those saints break into this dimension, oh Father, and we see them those 40 days. Father, we believe this word will quicken us, oh God. And Lord Savior, we will meet you in the sky. Father, give us grace, give us mercy, Lord, for Lord, we can say, our redemption draweth nigh. Father, guide us now, bless those that have not come tonight. Give grace, give mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Bring them, Lord, to the next service, Lord.
Amen.
As we part with us, oh God,
please, Lord.
Keep us along, Lord Savior, these roads that, Lord, Father, your prophet spoke of, Lord, when he seen those highways and cars jostling between them, oh God.
Yes.
Father, I believe he saw us, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, and we believe he didn't see us in accidents. He
Amen.
Saw us, oh God, getting home safely, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, bless each and every brother, bless each and every home,
yes,
provide
Lord.
What is needed, what is required,
yes,
whether it be financial, Lord,
yes,
Father, whether it be whatever it be, oh God.
Amen.
But Lord Savior, to keep us along the journey, Lord Savior, like you did Israel, oh God.
Amen.
They didn't need to go to duns or pennies, Father, for the clothing they had lasted them the amount of time they were in the wilderness, oh God.
Amen.
Provide for us, oh God, oh Father, and guide us and be with us, oh God.
Amen.
Restore virtue to our brother Maxwell. Give
yes,
him grace and strength.
Yes.
That, Lord, Father, he'd see another day when he would stand before your children, oh God.
Amen.
Bless us now as we part. Bless all that didn't come at heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Impossible to him. lose you, to lose me. Impossible for him to lose me. Impossible for him to lose me. Impossible for him to lose me.
It's in the back of the car.
She brought it. You're very good. It's in the back of the car. Sorry.
Your car.